Hello.
Hey, Ms. Jones, it's Jasmine. How are you?
Jasmine, I just opened up the book to call you back. Okay. this is where we at. Almost a year ago.
Okay.
They did come because she had, when she got into the accident,
okay,
the doctor said that she needed more health care and blah, 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 blah. But she was denied.
Okay, so she was denied services.
She was denied services. So they're sending, and this is before what her mental state is now.
Okay.
So the lady is sending me appeal papers. Nobody never an appeal. Because back then my daughter was way more boisterous and she is very cockstrong and she wasn't having it. So she's sending appeal papers to my house.
Okay, good.
And then we'll appeal with the doctors and all of the hospitals.
Okay, good.
And attach all of that stuff to it. And we go from there.
Okay, good. Did they give you, they couldn't give you an assessment date, right? Because they have to put in the appeal first?
Yeah, I got to put the appeal in.
Okay, good.
But the assessment I think it'll go a whole lot different. And she needed it back then, but I'm almost glad because she was,
She wasn't ready then. She's ready now.
She really wasn't. Because my daughter is very strong. And she just wasn't ready. So this would be better. So hopefully she can. Sounds like the appeal paper is a quick process.
It is. You fill it out, and then they'll reopen the case. They'll do a reassessment on her. And then and this time, they'll award her home care because now her conditions have changed. You know,
okay.
She's in need of services. Yeah, so they're going to see that. They're going to see that. Mm-hmm.
We've had to call the cops, and the cops had to take the – we had to follow the cops to find her. And she was away. Yeah, she has this thing. You cannot leave her alone. She will walk off, and that's not good.
Wow.
It's not good at all. It's terrifying. I'm looking. Today is what? What is today? Wednesday. So hopefully by
today
next
is
Monday,
Wednesday the 10th.
So hopefully by next Monday, we'll be talking again. Because if they still fill the papers out, if I get the papers this week, and I'm praying that I do, I'm going around to all the doctors and have them do the same assessment. Because the doctor said it then that she needed it, but they did not.
Yeah.
Yes, the doctor said it then. She needs home health care. Yep, so I'm going back to him, have him do it again, and I'm going to, she was in Del Mar, there's so many daggone hospitals, have them fill it out, you know, have them put that, they'll put in it, and prayerfully everything will go well. So prayerfully,
it's going to go well. It's gonna go well because she needs it, and they're going to be able to see that. And plus, her conditions have changed.
So
there's no reason for them to deny her services now, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So thank you. So
do you have, I'm here for you. I told you, we're going to take care of this together. Do you have a contact number for her or no?
She has a cell phone, but she's not, she doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
Now, so I would be her contact number. Yeah, she don't know.
I already put you down for everything.
Okay. All right.
Good. And give me 1 second because I'm just filling out the referral. And I'm going to transfer you to Ms. Shira so she could further assist you with the hiring application so you could start working on it and also get it out the way so we could add you to payroll. So by the time she gets awarded home care, guess what? You're ready to get paid as soon as you get the authorization.
Amen.
Point of contact, Mom Cabinet. All right, I'm just adding the information into the system. Just give me 1 second.
I ain't in no hurry. I did home health care for a while.
I got her Medicaid ID number as well. Do you want it? Because I have it.
Do I need it?
Do you want it?
It's not going to hurt it. Let me get this.
Exactly. Get it. Because sometimes if we don't have this number, we can't do much without that information.
Wait a minute. I got to get it. Yeah, because she gave the woman her consent and everything for me to talk. Wait a minute. Of course you can't find a pen when you want. Just bear with me. I got tons of her. Okay, just got to go over here to the pen jar. And here's the pen. Okay. Medicaid. Let me write Medicaid.
Right next to where it says broker number, put her Medicaid number down so you know exactly what that
is. Wait a minute. Medicaid broker number. That's his telephone number. So you said write her.
Put it right next, Medicaid ID number right next to it. Because you're going to be dealing with the broker from now on, and you're going to need that number to identify her. So right. Might as well have it right next to it.
Of course, the pen don't want to write this one.
No, of course not. Now, the city you're in is called Lansdowne. How do you spell that for accuracy?
Lansdownepa.
Got it. Got it.
19050. It's also.
And that's Delaware County, correct?
Delaware County, yes, ma'am.
Got it.
Now, come on, give me a break. Medicaid.
ID number.
ID number is, go ahead.
370 250
9443.
You got it. That's always going to be, yep, that number is never going to change. Okay, so you're always going to need that number for her.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm getting in deep now. Okay, all right. I'm going to hold on and somebody's going to come on and they're going
to... Yeah, I'm going to transfer you to Michelle and she's going to get you started.
Thank you.
Give me 1 second. I'm just writing all your information down
me a favor.
Okay.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Oh, you too. We're going to be in touch before then, but yes, thank you. Same to you. You deserve nothing but happiness. You know, when we have children...
Oh my God! How old are you?
I'm 50.
Oh, okay, well, I'm 68,
and I got a 30-year-old. So,
but mentally stable.
He's mentally stable, but you know we live in a very cruel world, and you know how you raise your children.
Yes.
So once you let them out into the world, you know they're highly influenced by others, their behavior, their characters. And all I ask for is one, that God protects them and shelters them and keeps them holy, clean. And two, that they don't come across people that can lead them astray, either into drugs or alcohol. Because once
they
touch
many predators out here now.
Yes, and once they touch the substance, they lose everything. You know, they start smoking, they start doing other things, and then your body's no longer holy. So what ends up happening is now you're susceptible to demons taking over your mind, taking over your spirit, and you start fucking up
because you're
of the world.
You really sound safe. Great. Good to hear somebody.
You know, I think everyone is saved. We just need to look within because God dwells within us. So he's there. He's there. He guides us. You know, it's us. We're the ones that lead us straight.
True. Yes, but you got to accept it. You got to know it. But. He's 30. He hasn't had any children.
No. He's still in school. Oh, my kids are awesome.
Oh,
he's my oldest. I got three sons. Oh, yeah. I got three sons. My two oldest are in college, and the youngest is graduating.
Three kings.
Yeah, that's right.
Three kings, yeah.
So all I ask God is those two things. Please do not lead them astray, and don't allow them to surround themselves by negative people, because that's where it's at. It's the influence.
Yes.
Of the world.
So what I'm getting ready to tell you, it's a very long sermon. I mean, it's a very long verse. It's Psalms 91. It's long when you first start reading it, but it's a protection. It's for protection. And when you read it, you'll feel it, see what I'm saying. And after a while, it won't seem long. It'll seem necessary. You pray Psalms 91 over yourself, over your kids, every morning if you can. And you may not can get through the whole thing every day, but it is very protective. It is a prayer of protection. Psalms 91, just try to get through it. It seems like when you first start, you're like, good Lord, do whatever it is. But after a while, it's so encouraging and uplifting, and you know that you know.
He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God.
Surely he is my strength, he is my refuge, he's my God in whom I trust. Surely he will divide the snare of the fowler and the noose of pestilence.
I love that one.
It's good. Yes, it's necessary. And now, I'm burning up. Now, my pastor, we pray Wednesday morning and Wednesday night. So my prayer has me going to Proverbs, the third, the, oh goodness, I can't
remember. Yeah, because the Bible, when you open the Bible, it speaks to you. It'll tell you where to go.
It'll
guide you to what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Seek, and you will find, but you got to seek.
Yeah.
Knock, and that door will open.
You know, it's unfortunate because, you know, so many people don't believe, and I tell them, all you got to do is just believe. Just even if you,
and they piss
if you
me
don't.
Off. They say, you believe that? Why, man? I ain't trying to hear that. All colors going in. It says Joseph's coat of many colors. We all going in. But you got to be seeking righteousness. You got to be asking the Lord to order your footsteps. You got to be doing what he tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in the world, but you don't got to be of it. But he gives you a choice.
He does.
If you choose to be of it, that's your choice. That's your choice. He gives everybody.
He's an all-loving God. He's always going to give us choices.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because if you choose it, it's something that you want. If he puts it on you, you know, he's responsible. But if you choose it, it's because you want it. So.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right. I'm going to be transferring you to Ms. Shira. She's going to further assist you. Okay. Just tell her that Jasmine transferred you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her that you called the broker. And you're putting in an appeal, so you just need your hiring application to be sent to you because you want to get it out the way, all right?
Yes, got you.
All right. Well, welcome to Family First. You call me if you need me, okay? And good luck with your daughter.
Thank you so very much, and blessings and blessings to your family.
Thank you, okay? You hang in there, right? We together on this.
Yes, we will be talking.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me just transfer you. Her name is Ms. Shira, okay? She's at extension 119. Please hold.